Hold on. We started the pot. Started after it. She just lopsided. Hold on.
Whoa. Oh my God. Hold on. Bro, Cam got some whopping.
Hold on.
Right. Hold on. All right, old man.
Hold on. Dama?
I was waiting for it.
Hold on.
W impersonation.
We're not on time already. It doesn't matter if we waste another couple minutes.
Yeah.
But I need to get this.
You should go ahead. That's how you want to go about it.
Hold on. Hold on.
Oh.
This nigga here.
Hold on. Just wait. Hold on. I promise you.
This is why you know what? I'm not even gonna say nothing. This is just gonna be the start of the pod.
All right. Yeah, I'm good. Welcome back, play.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah, and then he was gonna say, welcome back, playback. What are we doing?
I was gonna say party people. I was gonna say party people to another episode of the list.
Oh my God.
Tell me what hold on. Live, you hit live.
All right. We're
good. All right, good. Hey, welcome back. Do you have your soundboard up, B-Souls? We can't hear it.
You can't hear
it? No! Do you see him smiling? He looks like so fucking rusty. Lie.
How did we go live? Dang. Ain't no soundboard set up. We wasted
he looks like Russell.
What about now?
I guess so. That was nasty, though. I ain't gonna... There we go. Welcome back.
Here we go.
To an extended version of a Black History Month episode of the Let's Keep It a Buck podcast. Yeah, we're off.
One.
We're off.
Didn't know if you want one.
Listen, today a black man is free. Fist up, everybody. Fist up, fist up, fist up, fist up, fist up, fist up. Y'all gonna let somebody non-black do it?
I'm a raise, but what the fuck are we talking
fist
about?
Fist up, fist up, fist up.
Why is my fist up? Why
my brother is free today.
Who is your brother?
My Uncle Drew. We're talking about Kyrie Swerving.
Oh, that's why I didn't do my fist up.
Kyrie can hoop now.
My brother is free. But hey, man, let's introduce the pod first. I just need everybody to know crazy. This is a pro-black episode.
Yes.
That's crazy, B-Souls. Yo, move your mic. Oh, okay, there we go. Hey, shout out to the community. If you're new to this and you want to be true to this, make sure you hit that join button, get that middle button, the superstar membership. Mm-hmm. Superstar gets you into the Discord. The Discord is pro-black. You see those names at the bottom? Those names are MVPs. Most valuable colored people, Ann Parker and Crazy Bananas. Okay. You hear what I'm telling you?
What the fuck?
Those gets you into pro black spaces and pro black spaces only. You feel what I'm saying? I got my co-host with me. They want you to super chat. What's a super chat, you might ask? Boom. This is a super chat. We will stop everything we're doing to read it. Tony says, shout out the first black man to play hockey.
What is that profile?
Don't worry about what it is. It's a black man.
ET had a shape up. Oh, my God.
I got my brothers in here with me. Brothers, new background souls, new black background souls. B-Souls, how you doing?
Late doing great, Benjamin. Doing fantastic.
You got the B on your hat for black.
Yes, yes, that's definitely what this stands for.
Live Benjamin at 97.3 KM.
Sorry, listen, bro.
Background's crazy.
Studio is set up. This is it. This is where the magic will happen. See what I'm saying? Lights in the back, some ambiance. Is that what they call ambiance?
You and your girlfriend be having sex in there?
No. They got a silk sonic ass room.
You said cap. That's where the magic is going to happen.
If you saw the members only apartment tour that I did, you would know what this room and this floor is for.
Mm. Damn, you got the whole floor to yourself?
Business only. Yes.
You dead don't fuck with your girlfriend.
All right.
You know why? Because she's not black!
No soundboard on that, bro.
Black do-rag, black shirt, Black man, Damo, how you doing?
I'm doing good, my brother. I'm doing good. Assalamu alaikum, my brother.
You doing black, right?
Yes, always.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Of course, another black member of the podcast. He gets blacked. Sage, how you doing?
What the fuck does that even mean?
I'm talking about
what
drinking.
What the hell?
We're drinking, bro. We're drinking, bro. And you're pro black. You're pro black. How you doing, my brother? Sage.
What's good, my brother? What's good, my brother? I'm gonna need you to phrase that better.
Wakanda forever.
Yeah, you gone, bro. I gotta do it. I do have to do it. But you tripping.
I thought you were doing the Trey Young, like.
Nah.
Nah, B Souls.
Nah, you don't know nothing.
It's Wakanda for. How they come in? They came in like this.
I gotta do it.
I have to do it. I can't not do it.
For those that don't know why my black ass is so hype right now, damn, it's bright in this room. Kyrie Irving is free.
Talk to us.
Shams tweets out, Brooklyn Nets star Kyrie Irving will be cleared for home games as New York City will on Thursday change private sector vaccine mandate to allow exemption for athletes and entertainers in workplace. Unvaccinated Yankees and Mets players are also now eligible for home games. He follows that up with, NYC Mayor Eric Andrews will level the playing field, which is crazy, for in-town athletes and performers to match the rule that allows unvaccinated individuals to perform in NYC. Now NYC local athletes will have the same guidelines. Somebody said this was just for the Mets, but none of the Mets are black. I'm thinking it's for Kyrie. Fellas, how do we feel about this? How is this going to change the outlook of I think they're the eighth place right now, Nets? How does this change their outlook?
I mean, it's nice, but I can't act like I'm surprised. I've been calling it. I've said it's New York, bro. But it's definitely nice. It's nice to hear. Kyrie's an amazing talent. I don't think that his reasoning is so egregious for me to be offended by it that I just can't fucking not want him to play. I wanted Kyrie in basketball, man, and we got it. So it's nice to see it. Nice to see him.
I 100% am unsurprised. At the very slightest, because I called this already. I called it in the offseason that if Kyrie's able to play some form of basketball by the playoffs, they're going to lift the fucking rules to the fact where he can play full time. There's no way they're going to allow the Nets to play with a part-time Kyrie in the fucking playoffs. Exactly. Not with Kevin Durant on that team. Just not going to happen. So I'm not surprised. I was surprised it took this long. I am surprised about that. I thought it was at least going to be shortly after All-Star break, they'll be like, all right, man, fuck it. But I mean,
what do you mean they were going to let him play?
It wasn't
the NBA that made the mandate.
New York was going to let him play.
Yeah, there's no way New York City was going to be like, yeah, Kyrie Irving. Yeah, nah, dude. And then knowing New York didn't trade him, there's no way. Nah. The second I knew that he wasn't on the block like that, I was like, oh, yeah, he's playing. He's 100% playing.
It don't even got nothing to do with the NBA. It's strictly New York as a city. And, at the end of the day, basketball is a business. Yeah. That money is coming into the city. So that's a money-making situation for them.
Yeah, and Kyrie's definitely a must-watch basketball. I'm very happy. I'm very happy. Kyrie is one of my favorite players in the league. One of the most talented players in the league of all time, in my opinion. Showstopper, box office. And I'm glad we can see him more consistently. So I think it's better when he's playing.
I think like Shams tweeted out, what really changed the issue is baseball's back, okay? Football is right around the corner. And all these people were looking at Mayor Eric Adams and was like, yo, Yankees is a big ticket in this town. And these players can't play, and they're unvaccinated. And I'm not going to lie, going through that process, you can't convince them. A lot of them are willing to sit out, play baseball elsewhere, do X, Y, and Z. What's going on, my boy? We need to make a decision. Once baseball came back, for real, then we knew. But I think all of us up here, I don't want to beat a dead horse. We all knew the situation was going to happen. Baseball coming back really forced his hand. And they were talking all that mess. That's the thing that I really don't understand. Why was the mayor talking all that mess just 2 weeks ago when the fan was getting at him? Just to change the law or the mandate a week and a half later, 2 weeks later. That's weirdo behavior to me. I think it's a sycamore.
Sycamo?
Yeah, he's a sycamo, bro. But what does this do for the Brooklyn Nets going forward? We know that Ben Simmons has a herniated disc, possibly.
They're going to need him. They're going to need him. Listen, yeah. I thought they should have tanked because, you know, because Sage knows my theory, but I guess not anymore.
Stupid theory. I'm trying to tell you. That's a dumb theory.
What's the theory?
Bro, so, you know, prior to today, Kyrie could only play road games, right? So I was like, all right, if we're going into the playoffs, get the lowest seed possible so you can get the max amount of games with Kyrie on your team. So, you know, game seven, you're not going to be at home, but you will have Kyrie.
This motherfucker said lose the first game of the play-in and bet all the marbles on the fucking game.
Let's get a 17. You didn't have to, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
Get the lowest seed as possible, but, like, you know, don't miss the playoffs.
Jesus Christ. But, man. I mean, oh, wait, what was the question?
How does this, what does this do for the Nets? Like, what's the outlook like?
Oh, damn. I mean, I'm already happy. Another thing I'm happy about, side note, is that now I don't have to do the, well, Kyrie's not going to play his games, bro. Now I can just talk about the Nets. Thank fucking God. And being said, man, if Kyrie is truly like 100% ready to go by postseason, which I think he is, clearly, sky's the limit. I mean, it's Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving. I don't want to overcomplicate things. Now, if they run into a team like Milwaukee, if they run into Philly even, a lot of people don't want to talk about that. That's going to be a tough series for them to get out of. But the team, they're the Nets, bro. This was a team that was supposed to be dominating shit last year. Like, they're the Nets, bro. This is a live team. This is a scary team to potentially be a six seed, let alone a seventh or eighth.
I just want everyone to remember, like, before the Harden trade, the Nets were already fucking fantastic. Already a title contender, in my opinion. The reason why everyone was, you know, pissed when they got Harden was because they're already great. And then they just got Harden. Like, what the fuck? But, Kyrie and KD are enough to make a deep run, at the very least. Now, is it championship or bust? I don't think so. But this is going to be a fun team to watch. Hopefully, Ben Simmons gets back to during the playoffs, but is that injury like crazy?
Well, I'm good, but I don't know.
I'm looking at it now. It's saying the timeline is unclear. Brooklyn Nets star Ben Simmons has a herniated disc in his back. It's I don't know. They're saying Steve Nash remains optimistic, but it's looking real shaky. Also, James Harden is a bitch, bro.
Oh well,
man. What's crazy?
Couldn't put it better myself.
Wow, but what's crazy is though even if we're talking about the lack of Harden and the lack of Simmons, even, man, having Seth Curry, Gorn to a much lesser degree, granted, guys like Patty Mills, Bruce Brown playing out his mind right now. Yo, offense all day again. And like, they lost Joe Harris again, James Harden or Ben Simmons. I understand those are huge brand losses, but in terms of just putting the ball in the basket, this team is right back to the 120-point Nets that we expect, and it's just a matter of who does it on a night-to-night basis.
That's true. I got a lot of high hopes for the Nets. I ain't going to lie. Their health was the only thing I didn't have faith in, and that proved to be a issue with the team going on, like, since they were formed. That was the only thing I was like, if it's going to be one downfall to this team, if chemistry clearly is fine, it's going to be health. So, outside of health, this team is a scary team. They're giving any team a run for their money. You have arguably the greatest scorer of all time playing with arguably one of the better offensive, like, skill players that we've seen in this generation. And you have viable options coming off the bench. You actually have a very deep guard lineup. Like, it's crazy how much Kyrie can play off the ball now. Still, without James Harden, you have plenty of guys that can do both. You have guys that can both play make and they can be knockdown shooters or get a bucket guys if you need them. Yeah, I mean, fuck Kevin Durant. I'm not about to root for
Jesus. You done this. You done this hard.
Hey, yeah, we're gonna get it off. This is one thing. Me and Damo gonna get it off. We're gonna get it off.
Listen.
What do y'all like over there?
Look. It's fuck Kevin Durant because I'm not going to get facts. Fuck that nigga. He's bald. Trae Young's bald. Fuck it.
He fucked up the Knicks, though. I ain't going to lie. That was crazy last night.
Fuck the Knicks. What are we talking about?
I'm just saying. I like basketball. Fuck you guys.
You got great value Carlos Boozer getting crossed by Trae Young. Like, Todd Gibson is a great value Carlos Boozer. Great value. I'm not worried about none of that.
That's crazy.
What's it called? I was saying fuck James Harden because all that crying that he did during the trade and all the concerns and stuff, they're gone now. Like, they're truly gone. And again, I'm leaning more towards Kevin Durant's words of, we finally got guys that want to be here. You were crying, dog. I don't know anybody who was uncertain truly about Kyrie Irving not playing this season at home or away games. You're a weirdo. But you want to do what you want to do. You want to jump ship when things get a little tough. And I hate to be that guy. I sound like these old people that First Take keep bringing on nowadays. But you want to jump ship.
Shot fired!
You want to jump ship when things get just a little bit tough, bro. I don't understand. Like, you're a weirdo, bro. I can't rock. I personally, he's cool. I can't rock with James. Like, and I see why, you know, certain people feel a certain way about James Harden and stuff like that. Like, I truly feel like Kevin Durant looks at him just a little bit differently now. Like, yo, bro, we felt like that OKC situation did not work. And we mended that. We got together finally. All you had to do was stick through it just a little bit. But you decided, I want to jump ship. And quietly at that, too. Like, that's a weird nigga, bro.
It's a lot to be determined. If I don't fucking know what happened, obviously. None of us would say we know everything. If how Omar saying it is the case, that is tough. That's just like, I'm not saying I'm like the most street nigga type shit, but that's just my background. Like, that's not what you do. That's just not what you do. But if it was more like what I and people have called me a Harden fan for even arguing it, but I've always thought he really wanted to go to Philly. I've thought that was just him day one when we were photoshopping Ben Simmons in a Rockets jersey. I thought that was always the agenda, and at the end of the day, he was geeking out. Things weren't going peachy at fucking Brooklyn. He was just like, yeah, I don't even like it here anymore, man. I feel like his heart was always in Philly. Yeah, I feel like, yeah, he had an L reason to back out anyway, truth be told, but I feel like he just always wanted to go to Philly. So that's my only thing. But even then, yeah, I would agree somewhat that he kind of threw in the towel a little early once shit started hitting the fan. If Kyrie was playing all his games, Kevin Durant playing all his games, one, the team's clearly not even losing as much, but two, yeah, he's probably still in that. So,
do y'all think he was comfortable actually playing the role he had to play?
That's a good question. Him not being able to be James Harden, essentially. Like, the him James having Harden to be the diming-ass playmaker. And he still has to do that, but he's doing it to Joel Embiid on a pick and roll. That's like what he did.
Well, not even that. He has to be a playmaker still, but playing with Embiid is going to want Harden to be Harden. Mm-hmm. So he's going to be able to still be himself. Like, Harden's always been a playmaker. That's never been an issue. It's just he wanted the ball in one of his shots, but his game works a lot better. At least he seems more comfortable when he gets a certain amount of opportunities and looks and expectations with the ball. Playing with Kyrie Irving, playing with Kevin Durant, you're the point guard. And honestly, you're not even going to be the point guard that you're used to being. James Harden thinks of being a point guard like back in 2016. Can't even say 2018 because he played with fucking Chris Paul. But 2016, 2017-ish, when it was really him by himself, really, with Pat Bev at the point guard, with whoever else they had at that time, where it was really him with the ball the whole time doing whatever he wanted. That's not the point guard they want. They need a point guard that's actually going to hit open guys, and you got to split shots. And I don't think he was comfortable with that either. And he used the bad times and the how niggas look at Kyrie, especially at that time. It's crazy how much the media shifted on Kyrie in the last, like, month and a half. But middle of the season, he kind of used how much people was really getting that Kyrie to add on to, oh, yeah, man, I don't like it. I don't like it here, this, that, and the third, and all that pouting and shit. So,
that's why he's a weird. That to me is why he's a weirdo. That's why he's a weirdo. Like, that's a weirdo. Like, what was happening in here should be happening in here. Like, forget all that other stuff. We supposedly got some. I don't know. Maybe that's how team sports are played to me, but what's going on insecure. In here?
I feel like there's a level of insecurity with James.
Yeah, Harden. Yeah. That's just fair.
When you look at his like career from the last decade, we're talking about monster stats. Monster 36 a game. You know what I'm saying? The triple doubles, this, that, and the third. But that championship. You know, I feel like he believes even if he just had one championship, the discussion between him and D-Wade would just rupture
apart.
Yeah,
he thinks that's it.
I think right now he's just in a position of like, I'm ring chasing. Because once I get that ring on my resume, it's a wrap. You can't really say shit.
Y'all think that a lot of these stars from that like era especially are insecure? Two notable examples are him and Dame. I think Dame is insecure as well.
I
think he's just a person that has his like morals, and he's just 50 toes to him. And even if it clearly doesn't make sense, it's kind of like I think he trapped himself within his own brand too. To be honest,
I think Dame people just read into Dame like way too much. Like he just likes Portland. Like he just wants to stay there. It seems hard to like think about now with everyone moving and that's not just in the NBA. It's just the work culture now is just switching jobs, relocating and stuff like that. But Dame just likes Portland. I mean that's.
Yeah, I just had a video talking about it, and I was like, it's holding him back. But a lot of people commented, well, yeah, bro, but what if it's family? And I'm like, that's cool. It don't really have nothing to do with what I'm saying, but it's cool. Like, if that's the ideology, yeah, but if it's the whole loyalty thing, that's where it's like, bro, get the hell out of Portland. But if it's just like he just likes it, his fam there, shit like that, it is what it is. Now, he might not win a championship for him. It's still going to hinder his legacy, but... Let the man be happy, I guess. If you want to make millions playing in Portland, me and say, hold on, I got my fucking food here.
Oh my god! Do we got a super chat?
I'm about to say, yeah,
there was a fat boy super chat earlier. Shout out my nigga.
Yeah.
Shout out the Unk. We got a lot of super chats to go through. Let's go ahead and read through them. Parker says, "Someone come get Stevie Wonder." I don't know what that means.
Oh,
Omar with the shades. That's how long ago them super chats was coming in.
That's crazy. Smoke Grass says Damo, then White Juice was wild. I go lie, Damo. He's talking about the Omegle stream. Oh yeah. My god, bro. That was crazy.
Yo, listen.
That was crazy. The amount of white people I saw just openly saying racist shit was crazy, bro. With cams on.
I enjoyed the fuck out of that Omegle stream. I ain't gonna lie. That shit was hilarious to me. But yeah, they definitely was wilding. You put Trump and MAGA into Omegle. You're gonna find some characters, not gonna lie.
That was crazy. That's for you guys.
No, go ahead.
You got it. It's not February. You got it.
That's not even crazy. That one's not even crazy, bro. Read it.
Okay.
Project Obama says. Wow, this is crazy. No, go ahead, bro.
Since it's extended Black History Month, shout out to the first black man to say his barber pushed him back. Yo, I was looking at that Snipe clip from TikTok. They're on Snipe's hairline, bro.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, they was like, bro, funny, but they was on his head. It was on his head.
Literally.
That's it. We gotta talk about that one day. But go ahead.
GVC 5 off the string. Another 5 off the string. Mm. Then he finally said something. What's good? Let's keep it about Tyreek Hill trade.
We gotta talk about football.
Yeah, we are.
You goddamn right we are.
Nigga, you are. Yeah, we will.
Fella says, B-Souls with the fire background. Happy for EG. Appreciate it. Nico's clip says, what's y'all opinions on all this movement in the NFL?
We gonna get to it.
Are those big beans in his profile?
Yes, they are.
And yeah. Shout out to you for becoming a superstar member. Also, shout out to a couple of you guys that renewed your membership. CMB.
I've seen a couple 6 months.
No, yeah, the 6 month... Badges? 6 month badges are coming in. Uncle K with the big
W.
Hey, you two, welcome to the one and only legend, aka Dom. That was so funny. Yo, on his stream.
Oh, man. He goes,
man. Yo, you look like this one YouTuber I know. And Dom goes, who? Legend of Winning.
That's crazy.
What makes it worse is he was like, you look at one YouTuber. No, I'm like, bet. I'm about to be like, oh, yeah, I'm this ASMR stream. I'm about to be funny. I'm like, oh, bet. Ah, bro, you called me. Yeah, that's me. I look like that one guy. He was like, no, that guy, Legend of Winning, you know, low? I'm like,
ain't no fucking way.
I posted that shit on Twitter. Hey, I ain't gonna lie. Getting a little traction on Twitter right now, too. I like it. But
Shout out to Emmanuel, who says, who has more bunions on their feet, Dom or Omar? What's that mean?
I have pretty
feet. My feet are, I'm about to say, my feet are
pretty feet. I'm about to say, if y'all ain't got no pretty feet, get that shit done, boys. Come on now.
Archie says, rice or noodles? Which would you get rid of for life? Noodles.
Noodles.
Noodles. Easy. Noodles. Easy.
Sir Darko the Third says, the Falcons aren't even the best bird team in the NFL.
Hashtag don't talk football, players. But now, hey,
I don't even know what's going on, but y'all get in your bag.
That was a W space. That was a W space. That was a W space.
CMB says they might just really hate the moving process.
That's crazy.
If Dame was like, bro, fuck you, hole. Oh,
shit. I am not trying to move all this shit, bro. I can relate. Bruh,
I can't be mad at it, though.
I can, yeah, you're right. That's a big house to be moving shit. Yeah, you're right.
Kevin Malk says mandatory sex for the pod.
That sounds so wild.
And PJ says, I said the Browns were going to get Deshaun months ago. Y'all thought it was crazy. Cleveland going all the way.
Yeah, I can't go all the way. That's crazy.
We'll talk about that.
Amanda Culture says the Browns are not going to the Super Bowl.
Y'all really want to talk football.
And that is it. That is it.
I just, before we move on, I just want to say that about the whole insecurity thing, I feel like social media has done its good for, you know, the world. I understand that. There are specific instances, small, that have skewed people's view on reality, and it's because of social media. I personally believe that Dame feels like, and I've said this before, yo, if I get a ring in Portland, it'll mean more. It'll be like Dirk getting a ring here, and the internet convinced me that Dirk's rings are more important and they matter more than a guy with three rings because the guy with three rings won it this way. Dame, I promise you, if you sit there and you spend the rest of your career in Portland, especially for the ring talk people, and you don't win a ring, that's going to matter so much more. And I don't care about, nobody truly cares about that movement thing. Nobody ever talks about people back in the day moving to get rings. Dog, if you have one ring, it's never going to compare to three rings. And I hope that when we get older, we won't be having those conversations. I don't think we will, personally. That's just me.
I think as we grow older, hopefully the conversation doesn't even revolve around rings, period.
It will.
It will, though.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think winning to impact is something that doesn't necessarily have to mean you win a championship. Like, you can be a really impactful player. You can raise ceilings of teams and, you know, be a really great player. And winning, I'm not saying winning doesn't matter, but to just have so much, you know, weight on a championship, it's crazy, but
it's crazy. Yeah. That's how it is. With that also being said, same thing with hairlines. Social media has people confused and believing that hairlines have to be straight as an arrow. Nobody's head is
here. We go.
Nobody's head is straight, bro. Nobody's head is, you know what I'm saying, perfectly straight at any given. That doesn't make sense. Your barber doing that, he is slowly but surely messing up your hairline. Unless you are a box head like SpongeBob, even SpongeBob's head isn't perfectly straight. He's got some curves. That doesn't make sense, bro. That shit don't make no sense.
I need to find a barber now that I'm here.
I'm going to have to be a Minecraft nigga. I ain't going to cap.
You going to have to be a box head, dude?
I'm going to have to be a Minecraft nigga. I ain't going to bullshit.
Oh,
that nigga's not fucking my shit up.
I understand it. If you go back and look at pictures, though, like, historically, hairlines aren't even a thing.
Oh, yeah. This shit is like late 90s-ish.
That's what
late
I'm saying. Yeah, exactly. If you go back and look at pictures of early 90s, 80s, and 70s black dudes, hairlines aren't even a thing. It's however your hair naturally grows. You smack a fro on top or whatever the hairstyle is. But having like a sharp fucking hairline, that's not a thing. That wasn't a thing.
Sounds like a lot of speeching from a guy with a bad hairline.
Hey, this nigga Dom is,
I ain't gonna lie, bro,
a menace, but I'm chilling.
I ain't gonna lie, bro.
It be like that, but I'm telling you, and I seen some little kids. I should never see like a 10-year-old, 8-year-old, 5-year-old with the pencil and the little spritz, the what's the shit? The enhancement shit.
I know what you're talking about. I don't know what it's called.
The spray?
The little black spray. I don't, 5-year-olds don't that's need OD. Enhancement right, spray, bro.
Spraying the little black jump, that's OD.
But, and you're 5. Why?
Everything else, no. My kid gonna look like a motherfucking boy. Ain't gonna be him. I ain't gonna lie.
Sage is like, fuck what Omar's saying.
It is. I
understand it. I understand it. It's the way we're conditioned.
Yeah. Okay, line for me.
It's the way we're conditioned. But truly, like niggas in the '80s, even with a box fade, it was just
you spitting cool on that part line. Though. Yeah, it to a degree history. Maybe it could have been 80s, 70s. I don't know. Don't
no. It was you. You're right about the late '90s is when it came around. Niggas, the fade mattered more than the hairline. Now it don't even matter. Yeah. You can have a shitty fade, but as long as your hairline is straight, I don't know.
I'll give you that too, though. Niggas do care about the hairline more than the fucking. Your hair could be fucking beady as motherfucker in the back. As long as the front looks solid, they straight. I give you that.
Keep it pushing.
That I give you.
That is the fact.
Let's go to the main topic of the pod, the face of the pod. NBA players are tired, bro. Let me get my do-rag straight. I'm like, your do-rag got to be straight now. Don't get that twisted. NBA players are tired, bro. They are tired of all the shenanigans. They are tired of all the fans, you know, stepping out of line. This isn't another, you know, talk about Russell Westbrook. I'm calling him Russell Westbrook from now on. Russell Westbrook. This isn't a talk about him. Chris Chioza and Yusuf Nurkic are the two new people on the block. Yusuf Nurkic, in street clothes, had to approach a fan this past week. Don't understand why the fan was talking to Nurkic in street clothes, but we do have a clip of how that interaction went down. I'm going to play that clip right now.
Play the clip.
Yeah, excellent. Statured.
Now. But he did stand his ground. I ain't gonna lie to you.
He ain't bitch out. He ain't bitch out, but he got bitch.
What did the fans
he
say?
He ain't bitch out though.
So, and let me not laugh. Apparently, on a serious note, he was talking about Yusuf Nurkic's dead grandmother. Mm. And I mean, she recently died, like this past year, like 2021, 2020. And he was talking about his mom, calling his mom a bitch. Mm. So,
yeah, never mind.
He was fined $40,000 for the incident, but yeah, he.
How was
he
fined?
I mean, you know,
I get it. NBA scale, that's small, but $40,000, that's like 2/3 of the average like American salary.
Yeah, I just, hate
for what? Like staring at someone who called your mom a bitch.
That's more than two. Yeah, I really hate this notion that like rich crazy, people bro. Have to get fined to an absurdly high degree for the simplest shit. Like, oh, what the fuck, man? All he did was throw that motherfucker phone. If any, like, buy that nigga a new one. Like, tax him a band, $1,200 max. What the fuck? I don't know. That's weird. Go on, though.
That guy's a bitch, though, for real.
I don't rock with that. I thought it was just bitch. Heckling and motherfucker came over there, pressed them hands.
And it's reversed. Like, okay, cool. He called his mom trash, and he called his grandma a bitch.
Which is.
But wait, wouldn't that be for the NBA's safety in terms of legal issues? Say something, say the phone hit somebody or whatever the case is. If the league took no action against Nurkic, whatever the goddamn nigga's name is, would that not be like a case where, say, he chucked it and it hit somebody's kid? If they was to sue the league, you'd be like, he did this and no one did anything. Wouldn't that look bad against them? Like, something happens, like, well, he was fined for his actions and stuff like that. That's a him matter versus a league matter. I don't know.
There's a difference between, like, reality of, like, what they have to do and, like, you know, just the thought of being ethically, fined 40,000. Yeah. $40,000 for doing that. That's crazy, bro.
That's fair.
Yeah, and again, Nurkic's grandma's, she recently passed away, so that was a little bit of a cause for the whole situation to happen. But I don't know. A day in and day out, these people get much more closer to getting folded by NBA players. I mean, much closer to getting folded in real life by these NBA players. Nurkic was so close to spazzing on him.
Do you think it's gotten worse recently, or was it always like this even in like the
90s? It was always like this.
Yeah, I think this is a situation of like this happened at the correct moment. If this happened when Nurkic's grandma was alive, maybe it doesn't elevate to this. If this happens when you know, 6 years from now or whatever, and it's not like as fresh as it is, if, you know, maybe it doesn't happen. I also feel like people, everybody has more access to each other. And speaking of access to each other, the fact that Chris Chioza gets into this situation is purely because of access. So we have a fan, Sneaker Love, at Steve Kerr. I better not see at Chioza 11's little ass on the floor tonight, or I'm pulling up on both of y'all. Chris Chioza responds,
"You want the Addy?
You want the Addy?" Sneaker Love says, "Send it." Chris Chioza responds with an address. Now I'm gonna do a quick search right here.
Hey, he made it public. Might
it
as
was,
well.
It was three. Oh dang! It pops up right there.
Niggas was like, "This it ain't pops mess, up. Is it?"
It pops up right there.
Hold on. Dang.
I didn't think he was capped anyway, but yeah.
Dang.
That seems
that's
like
a nice apartment. I ain't gonna lie. Jeez. Yeah,
how many beds and baths? Let's see how much this.
If he actually pulled up, he won't. Dang, if he nice actually pulled up, fun. He can't.
This is the life people we call scrubs live, bro. That's
I know, right?
At the end of the day, yeah. If I'm an NBA,
Chris Joseph sucks.
I'd be the worst player in the league. I got that bang, nigga.
And Chioza could really care less about what we're talking about. How do I go back? That's the Google search. Let's see how much these apartments cost. If they have them listed, they probably don't even have them listed. 4 weeks complimentary rent? That's 1 month. Why don't they just say that?
Up to 4 weeks.
I don't understand why they just don't say. At least now, then you gotta apply. You can't even see the price.
Can't even tell you.
They gotta.
Hey, that's how you know that shit.
They do a background check to see if them pockets right.
That's what I'm saying. Hey,
who is this trying to book here?
They got the floor. Maybe on the floor plans, they got the price or something like that. Oh my god.
Oh, they.
How much?
Wait. 15,000 for 12 months. Which oh, okay. Equals...
Oh god. Oh,
now that's crazy.
Wait a minute. That's just not efficient.
Wait. 15,000 for 12 months is 1250?
Jesus.
No way.
Think smarter, not harder, fellas.
Jesus.
No way. No way.
Y'all think y'all can't live like this? Y'all can live lavish too.
Is that
no way? What the fuck? No way.
Hey, ask Chris. Ask Chris about it. Ask Chris how much he paying the rent.
Apparently he'll respond. maybe he's a tower resident or something like that. Maybe there's
no, even then, like, I'm over. All right, never mind. Jesus Christ, that's yeah, crazy.
What's some we all know some. Fuck
anyway,
it.
Fuck it. Yeah, oh, these are the platforms.
That man's got a good realtor. I'll tell you that.
Yeah,
he got a real good realtor.
That's crazy.
He said, "Look, I want to look like I'm living lavish." But
yeah, the math ain't mathing. Hell no. Nah.
Oh, Fat Man said 15K a month locked for 12 months. So it's 15K a month. Okay. Oh my god.
Yeah, wait.
Yeah.
No. Because that's also no. That's never mind. We don't need to look it up. That's if that's the 15K a month.
It can't be 1250, bro. Hell no. It can't.
It's not 1250.
1250 is like
15K a month makes way more sense now.
Yeah, yeah. 15K a month.
Yeah.
1250 is like
yeah,
downtown Detroit type shit.
Like. Yeah, I was about to say niggas trapping in New York over 1250 right now.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, yeah, Chris Chioza told him to pull up to the penthouse. Niggas willing to get kicked out of a $15,000 a month apartment. Which is also what is that for 12 months? Wait a minute. That's too much. now it's just too much.
Under 80K?
I think that's over the math. Yeah, it's 180K.
God.
180K a year.
Christopher Chioza.
To live in an apartment? I don't know. That's
L
a little
realtor,
crazy.
I guess.
L realtor. No.
L realtor is crazy.
Yeah. These NBA players want the smoke. I don't. What if y'all got anything to add on to that?
I don't blame them. Yeah. Shit.
I don't blame them. Just don't risk. Just don't risk too much shit. But at some point, stay your ground. Like they like, bro. These niggas, and like people forget, these are grown ass men. Most had the ball to get money. That's the life that they can come from. They not even built like you. They not 6'2", 6'3", 6'4". These motherfuckers 6'9", 6'10", less than 30% fat on them. Like, we got
Chris Chioza.
No, well, shit, maybe not him. I don't know.
He's a grown man still compared to like regular.
I'm talking about majority of the league, but either way, like, y'all talk a little too crazy on this internet shit. And then for the motherfuckers that pull up on them and talk as if they can't get hit, I know damn well, even in the video, I said he got bitched, but then bitched out. What I meant by that is he got bitched. Like, he knew if Nurk swung, his ass crying. Or he's just thinking about the lawsuit. Chill out.
Chioza 5'11", though. Get your little ass off the court.
Exactly. You ain't gonna talk to him like that? Come on, dog.
At Steve Kerr.
Who are we talking about right now? What?
If Chioza's little ass is on the court when I pull up today.
Wait, hold on.
At Steve Kerr. If at Chioza 11, Christopher, whatever his name is, Mighty Mouse, is on the court today, I'm pulling up on both of y'all. And I'm making you risk that $15K a month lease, my nigga. I'm slapping you.
This is dumb, bro.
That's facts. Let's be honest. Listen, don't get me wrong. Y'all know who I am, bro. Y'all know the shit I say about NBA players. I don't care.
Yeah, I'm not
saying this. As long as you give it, as long as I'm keeping it basketball, I will be as disrespectful as I want, and I feel any NBA fan is allowed to do such. Now, to the people that's taking it beyond basketball, trash individuals, L human beings, I hope you all get ingrown toenails. Like, that's just mess. Like, I hope the worst kind of pain on you people. You people are the worst. But to all the NBA players like Westbrook, who are just mad that we are literally roasting your name because you can't shoot. I don't care if your son doesn't want to come watch you play. Hit your shots and he would. That's crazy. I seen this one TikTok clip and Buddy made so much sense. Listen, he made so much sense. This nigga's complaining about not being able to bring his son to a fucking basketball game because niggas is calling him Westbrook and that's playing with his last name. Sir, do you think out of any point in your career, this would be the year your son wants to watch you play? No. I wouldn't want to watch my dad play if he was playing like you. So I'm glad you don't bring him to the games. If you want to use the Westbrook thing as the reason, kudos to you. But I would personally think it would be your play that would prevent me from bringing my son to a game. I would not want him to see me play like this. Make your shots, Westbrook.
Yeah, and little ass Chioza.
Well, had to.
I really thought we were gonna be pro player on that take.
Lack of pro player. So let me just echo the sentiment Dom was saying. Yeah, I'm not saying cut to these niggas. You talking basketball. They gonna have to get over that. But
why you say his last name like that?
Niggas a Mighty Mouse, bro.
Nah, I didn't know you 5'11". That's crazy.
Him and Isaiah Thomas can see me.
Yo, shut the fuck up, bro. Shut the fuck up. But yeah, nah. If it's about basketball, I'm with Dom 100%. Let me make that very clear. But if you're talking outside of basketball, then don't be mad when they move like it's outside of basketball. That's all I can say.
Imagine how pissed off you got to be at Nurkic to talk about him in street clothes. You're weird, bro. Like,
what are you doing?
That's weird. That is. I wouldn't think that.
Why maybe, Nurkic? Who picks on Nurkic?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
especially as a Pacers fan. He's a Pacers fan. When he was just
Pacers fan, don't just picking cheer on Nurkic for Tyrese and move the hell on. Yes.
You know what's crazy? I cannot agree with y'all because I am the person that went to a Nets game and I was picking on Mozgov. So I understand completely how someone could be like,
Nurkic. Was that after the Lakers thing, though?
Yes.
Okay. Understandable.
And I was making fun of the contract. But I did get a whole row, half a row of season ticket holders. Dudes are like business dudes, white dudes, spiffy dude looking ass niggas. They were drunk as shit. Had my whole row saying Jokic is a bum. Jokic, you suck. Like, not Jokic. Mozgov. Mozgov. I had all these niggas saying Mozgov was a scrub to the point to where he like glared at me and I still said it. I got it on Snap. Like, I recorded it. Still that's the thing.
But see, you're talking about, again, and you know, there's context to all this.
Well, no. I get that, but I'm saying, I understand 100% how someone can be like, you know what? I don't give a fuck that Nurkic is in street clothes. Fuck Nurkic.
The contract and all that.
Not he didn't even play. That nigga was on the bench.
I'm saying, yeah, there's a difference between what you did and heckling and like, you know, what the guy did to Nurkic and like the guy that spit on Trae Young and, you know, that type of shit. There's a line.
Even the dude you was trying to drag him earlier. Even the dude that was following Russ around, and then the second Russ talked to him, he cool. Then he get like 5 feet away from Russ and go right back to how he was talking.
That
like, it's just comedy, like that. Bro. That's weird. It's literally comedy. So this, hey man. Keep it about basketball because
if I'm at a game and I'm heckling, I should be prepared to, you know, if they say something back, be prepared for that response.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why at games I really don't heckle. So
that's why I heckle. I want that.
Tatum, you suck. What'd you say?
I got like Dami on time, bro. Like if God forbid, I had went to like a Kuz game when I was really not fucking with Kuz. He messaged, I'm like, bro, this is what I'll be talking about. And he paid me attention. I'd be like, whoa, nigga. Like, whoa, man,
I'm telling you.
Damn, I'm the one. Make a shot, bro. But I don't even beef with Kuz no more, though. He's straight.
I need them to let back like the Steven Jacksons into the league for real. Cause honestly, with all the stuff that's going on, that whole situation with Nurkic and your grandmother's a bit, that wouldn't even be the case. He wouldn't have picked up the phone. He would have picked up that nigga by his neck and threw him across the thing. But the Russell Westbrook situation is another one, because I feel like
that was ugly.
I feel like when dude came up to him, he didn't feel like when Russ came up to him, approached him, he pulled his man card. And the thing about being a man is you got to do two things. You got to make sure your priorities in check. And if another man checks you, you ready to, you know what I'm saying? You got to be a man about it. That's one. And two, you got to stay groomed. And the only way to stay groomed is with Manscaped.
I knew.
Right now, I did a little running around. I'm a little sweaty. I'm not going to lie to you. I got something called swamp nuts. Let me say that again. I'm suffering from swamp nuts. Let me take care of that with this Manscaped body spray, this deodorizer. Be souls, run them down the list while I do that.
Listen, bro, shout out to Manscaped for sponsoring this podcast. Shout out to them.
Wait a minute, sir.
Listen, bro, we got the Performance Package 4.0. Right here. Comes in this bag. Very luscious and beautiful bag. It comes with the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer. Wireless with a light on it. You see what I'm saying? Makes it very safe when you use it. We got the Crop Preserver. I've been using this a lot this weekend. With all the moving I've been doing, it's come clutch. It's come very clutch. We also got the Crop Reviver. Ball toner. Tone your balls, bro. Tone your balls. I'm looking at you. Tone your balls. Did I mention the bag? It comes in this bag. It also comes with the charger. That you know, just place it on there. Bop. USB-C. Next gen. It also comes with the nose trimmer. The nose trimmer that I don't have with me. I say that every time. I don't know where it is, but it's life-changing. It's life-changing. And thanks to Manscaped, you guys can get 20% off your order plus free shipping with promo code BUCK20 at manscaped.com. Shout out to Manscaped for sponsoring this video. And I know Damo's gotten a couple comments from his shirt today on stream. Let's speak on that.
I have seen way too much penis, prince, schlong.
Oh, hell no.
Spending hours on Amigo today. All right. I did not need to see Omar curing his swamp nuts. But I ain't gonna lie, these streams today, people dead ass would be like, oh, I see you got the YouTube. One nigga say you got the YouTube rapper mic, you got a Manscaped shirt. You're sponsored by Manscaped, bro? I'm like, damn. No. Had another nigga tell me about his stream stories of how he was a failed streamer. I called him an L streamer. Wrapped back around, ended up going back to the dude. The nigga called me a sellout. He was like, it had to hit me for a second. Nigga, you got Manscaped on your fucking chest. You're a sellout, bitch. I'm like,
damn,
sorry. I want to tell
someone
you.
Someone salty, they're not sponsored by Manscaped. Shout out Manscaped. Shout out Manscaped.
You got stinky balls.
Listen, a lot of
PU.
Let me say something. Motherfuckers see Manscaped on your chest. Hey, I got a W Riz because the Manscaped. Manscaped pulled the Riz out, bro. It was crazy. Mm. There's one streamer chick. I guess she streams. I don't know what the fuck she does. I don't care. But she had the streamer set up. She was like, oh, what? She was asking me shit. She was like, wait, you're sponsored by Manscaped? I'm like, shit, I might be one. What's up?
Oh, hell, man.
I might be why. Oh, I mean, that's cool. Like, what's your stream? And I was like, I'm streaming right now. Bop, bop, bop. She's watching the stream now. She's a fan. That's crazy.
Oh, man.
W Riz, bro.
Oh, man.
Shout out Manscaped.
You hot and she's a fan. Oh. Let's read some of these super chats before we talk about football. We tackle all the balls today. Tackle all the balls. Sage, don't be talking down on my Texan Mills.
I didn't say a word about the Texans.
Texans. Mills is the future. Yo, L punctuation, dog.
I didn't say a word yeah, about L punctuation. The what the fuck?
Damo over EDP. All the blacks look alike, apparently.
Jesus Christ.
I got called EDP while I was doing Amigo.
Jesus Christ.
CMB says he got off easy. Nurkic could have folded him.
Basically.
Alberto says B-Souls got me acting up.
Is it getting too loud, Alberto? Is it getting too loud over there, bro?
That's my. GVC became a member. B-Souls gonna laugh every time.
No bullshit.
Unk says $1,250 is less than my damn mortgage. I'll move. We thought those were the prices. We're all moving out there. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Facts.
Kevin says I'd pull up on Isaiah Thomas. For no reason, too. I ain't gonna lie to you.
He paid sex to say that. That's crazy.
I just wanted to make sure you're fine today, Isaiah. All right.
Nah, I pull up. Yo, give up on those dreams.
Not gonna happen, yo, bro. Give up on those dreams is crazy. You might have to air your ass.
I beat Muggsy Bogues ass. 100.
Crazy.
Ew.
Iverson, all love from the 215. However, I'll stomp you out with no kizzy.
Yeah, look at y'all did.
That's so crazy.
Look at y'all did, man.
Crazy community. I'll pull up on Jason Terry.
That is going up on Terry. What did y'all do,
Jason,
man?
Terry didn't do nothing to you. I ain't gonna lie.
What did y'all do?
It's Your Boy says, I don't blame Nurkic for doing what he did. I lost my grandmother last year. And I'd slide for her any day of the week if someone disrespected her name.
Rest in peace to your grandma, buddy.
Yeah, rest in peace.
RIP, my grandma.
CMB says Omar is a war criminal for that. Hey, it is what it is. Tony says, I give Lou Will the pause.
These paws, bro. What is happening, man?
Yo, what is in his profile picture? It look like an old man that has a baby head.
What a good lineup.
That's crazy.
It's straight though. It's straight. Crazy.
Great.
Let's get into some football. I just want to say, as somebody who lost somebody this week that was near and dear to them, losing the best quarterback, best player in franchise history, and Matt Ryan, we disrespected him. We didn't want him there. This was a classic situation. If you got a girlfriend and you're walking down the street with her, not even a girlfriend, a wife, 14 years, you got a wife, you walking down, she got you out of a tough time. You were definitely in a bad situation before her, you know what I'm saying? And she's walking with you because she saved your life. And then somebody sexy walks by and you look and you go entertain her for a minute. And then she turns you down and you try to go back to your wife. It's not going down, buddy. I apologize, Matt Ryan. We disrespected you. But there's been a lot of movement going around. Tyreek Hill is a Dolphin now.
Goddamn right.
Oh, my gosh.
Goddamn right.
Still not doing shit, bro.
Hey, you know what we doing more than? The fucking Steelers.
That's not even true.
Our offense is better.
Our defense is better. Yes, it is.
This is an offensive league. Offense wins games. Let's talk about it. Who's getting the ball?
You're going to have Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle running drag routes.
When you have the best receiver in football, it don't matter who's throwing the ball. Best receiver in football, who gives a fuck who's throwing him the ball? It's going to be there.
All right,
he open.
Pussy.
All right, ask
I'll be Dama's backup.
Yeah.
Hey, Megatron got a record with Matt Stafford.
Stafford ain't even ass.
Hey, the Lions is ass, but the Dolphins ain't the Lions. I don't know about that
one. Oh, yeah, they're the Dolphins.
Exactly. You got the mighty, mighty Dolphins, nigga. Goddamn right.
Hell no.
We are the Dolphins, the mighty Dolphins, nigga. Yes.
Like, look, W trade 100%.
What do the Fins do? Like,
so
watch your mouth. You got two. You got two. I'll give you two because you're not a football fan. I'll give you two.
Yo, don't ever do that again. No.
Roll Fins. Like,
no, you're just two. Your team's straight. W trade. I don't care what nobody's talking about. They gave up 5 picks. You do that trade if you want to see.
Goddamn right.
But unfortunately, you're in a conference where even if you think we suck, like we're awful, and I think we're probably the worst team in our division. Unfortunately, our division's super stacked, and it's not even the best division in football. That is another division. It's another division in the AFC West. Then the Bills are in your division, along with the Patriots, boring but effective ass. It's crazy. Like, y'all not making the wild card, bro. I'm sorry.
We are going to shock the world.
Cap.
When we look Belichick in his old dusty, crusty ass eyes and say,
y'all could be the Patriots, though. I'll give you that.
And fold that old ass nigga. When Mac Daddy Jones is walking his crusty ass off the field, knowing he could not compete with the onslaught of offense coming from the dynamic duo of motherfucking Teddy Two Gloves. Did niggas not forget? Teddy Two Gloves is a good starter. He's a solid starting quarterback. Teddy Two Gloves with weapons. It's okay. That's all we need. We have Tua, who's fine. We have Teddy motherfucking Two Gloves, who's okay. But it don't matter because we have the best receiving duo in the league. Cap. It don't matter.
Oh my God, Cap. Yeah, can we?
Let me go down some of these other moves and signings and stuff. Jameis went back to New Orleans, of course. Teddy is cool. Like Damo said, in Miami.
Teddy Two Gloves.
Marcus. Mariota is a Falcon.
There's no way we're talking about these.
I haven't heard that name in a minute.
Yeah, I know. Mitch Trubisky, of course, is a Steeler. So
fuck you.
Sage
fuck
has
you.
Some stuff
fuck
to
you.
Look for.
Fuck crazy. You. Fuck you.
We do fuck know you. About Deshaun Watson going to.
Woo!
He's going to the Browns. You know, they sent a lot of picks. They sent a lot of cash his way as well.
Did they sign a receiver at all? Like what?
Yeah, they got
what
Cole are they
Apparently,
yeah. You're talking about these Dolphins. Talking about, yeah.
Wait, whoa. Hold on. Cooper Kupp.
Hey, I'm glad you did that though. He ain't that fucking good. I'm with you there. He ain't that fucking good. But no, Amari Cooper. They have Amari Cooper.
Oh, okay. I was worried for a second. I was genuinely scared for a quick second.
Cooper. I mean, Amari, I should say, because Cooper is a whole different man.
Yeah, Cooper's a different man. Cooper's
Amari, he's solid, a little overrated, but it's still fuck. Like, I got to deal with that in Watson, bro. When my quarterback is Mitchell Trubisky throwing to Deontay Johnson and praying for Najee Harris to run behind the battle line. So it's still depression, but.
Is Big Ben, like, done?
Big Ben is literally retired.
All right, be so. Devontae Adams is a Raider now. Boo Boo Smith Schuster is a Chief. I enjoy the nickname Boo Boo Smith Schuster.
Yeah, I don't know why people think the Chiefs suck now. The Chiefs are fine.
Yeah, they're good. I was surprised.
They got younger and their team's getting a lot deeper. I think it's
truly because of the Deshaun Watson, but the Tyreek Hill thing. They just it's a name. You know,
yeah, but I didn't think they would give up that big three though. That was crazy.
I understand giving up Tyreek crazy, chat. People comment section. I understand it. But like when you are getting younger, you're getting players under contract, you have a quarterback who is seen as the best talent the league has ever seen, if not the best talent in the league right now, if anything, and you're going to have 5 draft picks along with that. It seemed about to be deep as shit for a long time. I don't think motherfuckers is understanding what's about to happen, but okay. Go ahead and think the Chiefs are ass. Go ahead.
Von Miller signed 6 years with the Bills.
Yep.
And that's what he has to deal with. But he doesn't want to talk about the Bills.
He got that ring.
You want to talk about Bill Belichick?
They're paying Von Miller how much again? Say it again.
Nigga, it's 120.
Uh-huh. How old is Von Miller, Omar?
89. 36. He's 89.
36. He's like 30. He's actually 32. Goddamn. He's
old as fuck.
Yeah, I thought he was like 34. He's 30, 35, 36.
He's 32 and he'll be 30. He'll be 33 he's in like 3 days.
He's gonna retire.
Vaughn.
He's gonna retire.
33. Listen. I gotta worry about that. Max 2 years. I'll give that a max 2 years. Listen, me being hyped about my Dolphins, this isn't a just this year thing, bro. Isn't just a this year thing. I'm getting hype about the next 3-4 years.
Okay.
Because Tyreek is going to be here for a little bit. Y'all don't understand. Listen, when niggas come to Miami, if you're good, we love you. And as long as we got a good coach, you love it down there, bro. You're in Miami. It's beautiful. Beach, bitches, sun, touchdowns, nigga. It's big Miami. And I see all you troll ass niggas asking, but Dom, what about the defense? Bitch, shut up. Xavier Henry, nigga. Big X. Nigga.
Howard?
Whatever you want to call him. Howard. Yes, I'm sorry.
Xavier Henry was a guard for the Grizzlies.
That's crazy. He also was a former Laker. But I'm talking about Big X, nigga. Y'all know who I'm talking about. You know I'm Big Howard, nigga. Big Howie. X Howie. X Howie.
Appreciate that, my nigga.
And Marcus Williams is a Raven. But yeah.
That's annoying.
Lot of. I think, yo, they're giving 33-year-old edge rushers that type of money.
They wanted to lock him up to make sure that, one, he ain't going nowhere else. Two, he's going to retire. They're going to get some of that money back. But, yeah, it's still crazy to look at. No kidding.
Yo, he might drag his corpse.
I think they really think, hey, if we didn't have Gregory Rousseau, or however you say his name, and we had Von Miller rushing, that one play beats the Chiefs. Literally, and they think they win that bowl. So
he gonna drag his corpse out there for the 6 year save. I'm gonna tell you that right now. That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. It's a gamble.
Let's get into these super chats before we get into that Q&A.
Yo, Celtics about to be the 2 seed tonight.
Nah, man. I don't know if I did this yet publicly, but nah, Boston. Hey, shout out to y'all for actually playing like yourself. Shout out to y'all for playing like
y'all
yourself.
Believe this.
In terms of playoff success, no. Well, what do I believe?
I don't know. That's what I'm confused about.
Do I think about a go dumb far?
No. First round exit.
They can beat the Bulls.
I'm having
I'm
fun while here, bro.
First round exit.
They could beat the Bulls, especially if Zoe and Caruso ain't there.
Alberto says,
I'm talking shit to Mustard if he beat the Bulls, bro.
Asta Ferrilia? I don't know what that says. I don't know
what he said, but I'll fuck with him.
Xavier says, Zuvier? I'm a bully Kemba Walker, and he's going to smile like a Smurf.
For fuck's sake.
Nico says, 2-0 still going to be mid. Hashtag left hand QB. Tony says, the Patriots are the best team. Right, Buford Souls?
Yo.
Buford is
literally racist.
Taloco says, best offseason ever. Hashtag Raider Nation. You've never seen a good Raiders team. Yeah, so I don't know why you're doing that
every
right
season,
now.
Though.
Didn't y'all trade Khalil Mack?
PJ says, Steelers worst team in the North. Dolphins mid as fudge.
Your team's not as good as you think it is. One. Two. While we're the worst roster, we're not the worst team. People forget coach and quarterback are the two things I carry.
Are you niggas seriously like, how many false hopes do the Browns need, bro?
That's what I'm saying. You're an idiot if you think Watson.
Laker fans, bro.
Popping
like,
up
crazy.
That bitch. 180 in that motherfucker. That's a project. You got work to do, boy.
Yeah, PJ, you're a clown. So take care of your kid. David says, Omar looked like the rehab guy off Euphoria. Don't watch Euphoria. So.
Yeah, I know exactly who he's talking about, and he is 100% right.
Yeah, I'll watch it for you, so that's tough.
YRN Quan, 26. Yo, if you're 26 calling yourself YRN, you need to get you a J-O-B. I'll pull up on Nate Robinson for letting down the black community. It's crazy. This is extended Black History Month, bro. Come on. Anthony says, no funny shit. You know Tua turned the ball over. Can't throw that ball. Can't throw the deep ball that deep.
That's the only thing I'm worried about him for real, though. Yeah, not getting the ball to Waddle.
Hey, I remember all this hate and all this shit niggas is talking about how Tua can't get the ball. Because that's all I hear. Tua can't get the ball downfield, so it don't matter. When I start spamming them highlights of that cheetah just down the field, just
you think he'd never forget
down the field because he's gone.
Now y'all are the Madden God Squad, 1,000,000%. Y'all are the Madden God Squad.
100%. This is gonna be the first year since ever I've wanted to use the Dolphins of fucking Madden, bro.
Yeah, niggas do it for if we ever do an online. We should do that for Keep It A Buck. But if we ever do a franchise. I got Dolphins, and it's like
I gotta be what you call it. I gotta get a PlayStation, bro, because everybody got a PlayStation.
Be a fire. Yeah, I forgot about that, boy. Fuck.
Yo, oh my god, dumb. I just seen the funniest thing ever. Anyway, Dwayne Washington will give Jimmy G for any wide receiver to compliment Debo. That's crazy. No quarterback. Taloko says it's all in the language for NFL contracts. They could get off Vaughn's contract in two to three years.
Because he's not going to be worth it anymore after that.
Yeah, that's true.
Will Friday says, how good do y'all think this year's Eastern Conference playoffs will be? Mid. How about that? What if I said that? Mid.
I think it's going to be anticlimactic, actually.
I think it's going to be very exciting. I think it's going to be probably one of the best. This is going to be one of the best East we've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
It's going to be good for the most part, but some series I think are very anticlimactic. But we'll save that for a different day.
Tony says, how's Buford racist?
Yo, $4 is the minimum, Tony.
That's crazy.
We're not reading your shit anymore.
DJ says, Trubisky?
Bro, we had Sir Big Ben. Darko
says, Steelers ready to pounce on Baker Mayfield.
Pounce was crazy, but y'all forget we did what we did with Big Ben and Mason Rudolph. Quarterback play don't scare me.
Crazy Jaku says, Mr. Beast on Rogan got me inspired until tomorrow. When my lazy ass forgets, love the pot.
Appreciate that.
Understandable. Smoke grass is Tua gonna have more interceptions than touchdowns.
Put money on it.
That's dick suck. Yeah, that's dick suck.
Jay says, "Why Soul's not rocking a Dewey?"
Culture appropriation.
Captain says, "If the Bengals get Burrow, a real old line, it's up for
everybody." They got like,
oh yeah, Joe Shiesty of everybody.
Yeah, I'm about to say their shit straight now. We didn't talk about some O-line acquisitions. I know it's corny, but like. Someone got Teron, and then
I'm say, I know we got one. I don't know if the nigga good or not.
Oh, did you get Teron?
I don't know who the fuck we got. We got somebody. I know that's one of the first things we did. We signed the O lineman. That's
I
one
think
of the first
it's Teron, and then fucking that nigga really donated five. And then the Bengals, to answer whoever said that, they got like Lael Collins now. Them motherfuckers, fuck. Dolphins got y'all got Teron. Jesus, all right, I ain't gonna lie, I can't. That's fire. That's fire.
What's the call? Also, listen, if you drive drunk, stop it. You're a weirdo. Not too much else to say surrounding that. Somebody, you know, that's the crazy specific one. Somebody murdered three people driving drunk last night and reported it. All through tweets, like she snitched on herself. you're a weirdo. So I'm about to bring some people up. Let me read Unks real quick. It says 75-25 to say Bird Gang ain't make no waves. I'm hurt. PJ Johnny Football still waiting on a callback. JTR and Cruz slide in the DM. Can I be a mod?
Can I be a mod?
50 okay. More. Ain't gonna lie.
50 more is cut. Yo, Bezos is a fucking. He's weird.
Desktop.
Go ahead. Yeah, use desktop. Lerald.
You're muted.
Boy, you muted.
He came up here to talk about the Saints. Jesus Christ. Or no, he came to talk about that. Yo, unmute yourself.
We can't hear you.
Pussy.
You are muted.
We can't hear you.
Is your physical mic muted, nigga? I don't know what to tell you.
Well, you figure that out, Larry, bro.
Figure that out, gang. Yeah, figure that out.
Hey, Larry said, bring me down. Bring me down.
What's good, boy?
What's up? What's
damn, nigga, go home. Get out the gym.
Get the gym at 9 p.m.?
You be flexing that shit. Yeah, I'm at the gym per usual.
Like I said.
Anyway.
I'll beat everyone up in the Discord. Yeah.
What's up? Anyway,
so Omar, the Discord, how you posted, I want more, I can do more. How you feel about my response?
I didn't see your response. And stop smiling at me.
Why are you smiling?
Anyway, so my second question was, I'm a Packers fan. I'm in depression mode right now.
You should be.
I'll be too.
We have two first-round picks. and we're not going to draft receiver.
You're not.
Like, we're going to draft O-lineman again, and they're not going to play again.
He's got Elton Jenkins, David Bakhtiari, and still picking O-line. This shit's nuts.
Or we might draft a quarterback.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I feel bad for y'all. I ain't know what else to say. I ain't gonna lie.
What's that nigga's name? Bryce. What is it? Bryce Love. Is that what his name is? Jordan
Love.
Jordan Love. Yeah. They people be shitting on him so much. It's just
bro, because he's really not that good. Like, you know how? I mean, it was. I know it's a complete 180, but you know how when the Chiefs were slicing Mahomes during the Alex Smith run, it was like, yeah, you know what? Fuck this season, bro. I can't wait till y'all see this Mahomes kid.
Yeah, nah.
It's 180 like, over there.
I'm just like, bro.
Forget about him.
Yeah, nah. Hey, Sage, though, yeah, guess how much I benched today, Sage? Guess how much?
Talk to me strong. Yeah,
it's a little 370, not gonna lie.
See, this nigga is Captain America.
Yeah, a little 370. This nigga, I think it was Unk that said the Avengers could have needed me in Endgame. I was crying.
Nah, hey, I'm not gonna lie, you look like you have dentures in your mouth right now. Bye, nigga, Stephanie.
Bye, Stephanie.
Anthony.
Oh shit! I'm here again. Now that was I'm sorry.
Do this shit.
That was just one curse.
Okay.
And then Super Bowl. Yeah. Sorry, I was talking to somebody. But excuse me. I like how everybody is just disrespecting my Ravens. It's okay. We'll be back next year. And
Think so. I mean, look, my team is the bid right now. We smoked y'all.
Hold on.
I did.
Smoke these nuts, bitch. The king is back. The king
that
is back.
That boy Cray spun
the blocky.
Took a nap.
Not the king.
A couple of guys snatched your throne, Cray. I ain't gonna lie. Snatched it just.
You've been napping.
That's a long nap.
Yeah, craze. We fuck with you. You know we fuck with you. You got work to do, boy.
It's a long nap. You need to start gambling. Hey, get in the prize picks thing. The chat, bro. Get in the prize picks.
Make some picks.
This boy Omar is crazy.
It don't work like that. It's a different night. Go ahead.
Donald. Realistically, what you think your bracket is gonna be?
What I think? What
your record?
Super Bowl champs. Let me stop. I'm feeling a good 10, 11.
11-12
wins. 11-12 season. 11-12.
Shut up.
No one cares about that right now.
Okay, Craze.
Okay.
Craze says they were keeping my throne warm.
I am money whore, but I will admit, you still got a ways to go. But you... Hey, Craze, let them know.
Hey, King Dar dropped 400 on Super
That's what I'm saying. He dropped more than 400. I did the count when you went back. He dropped like 600.
No, we're talking about just in a singular one. That was just the biggest one.
He got about like 3 racks to go.
Uh-oh.
Hey, this one of your new challengers. Craze.
My barber died.
You already know. You know how we get down. Why do you think we got do-rags on? We got dead barbers. No kizzy.
All right, let's actually read it. Mr. Bananas, go back to bed, my guy. You're not a king. Now make me a mod. JTR and Cruz, all love. Hey, got to make him a mod now.
Yeah, you do.
Rest in peace. A said, rest in peace to all the barbers. No kizzy.
Oh my God.
They thought I was gay.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, my barber with the woo.
He thought I was gay.
He would do woo. All right, Craze.
Craze says, oh, really?
Welcome back, King.
Oh, really?
To the Kings, I ain't saying Craze just passed y'all like that, but y'all had his chain. I think he won it back, bro.
They thought I was gay.
I think he won it back, bro.
God, these desktop donos are going crazy.
I think he won it back. And I'm not seeing the Kings tonight, so I think he won it back.
These desktop donos, they're going crazy.
Yo, you're horny. You're so horny.
The desktop dono.
Just let him donate, bro.
Desktop donos.
All right, let's move some more people up, bro.
You're so horny.
Oh, speaking of it,
Hey, yo, what's up, y'all? What's up, y'all? I ain't gonna lie. Maybe Craze can join the club. I guess he can join the King Club.
I guess.
Okay. I guess we let a white man in.
What the fuck?
Hey, yo, B-Souls, I'll just say it. You got the same fit on as the emote.
Yes, right, today?
Yeah.
This is my work clothes, man.
Oh, shit, dog.
I got work
No, but, yo, why the fuck did the Eagles not do anything? Like, what? I'm so hurt. I ain't gonna hold you.
Y'all three first-round picks. Y'all don't want to do anything.
I do got the same fit.
The only thing I'm kind of shocked y'all did was not trade Fletcher Cox, to be honest.
I don't understand the NFC East, because literally it's anybody's for the taking. You just have to make some sort of offseason moves, and all of the teams are just like, "Nah, you make a move."
It's fucking stupid. Oh wait, last thing before I go. Man, we should have traded for Deshaun. Deshaun and the Harden in the Philly, the strip clubs couldn't stand it. Well, I'm telling you, they would go bananas in the strip clubs in Philly.
But all y'all had was picks. I ain't had no.
I know. We ain't had nothing else.
You have a good one, Unc.
Say, you wanted something about the NFC East, but I think it's just they know they ain't got no shot of winning a bowl. Yeah, all of them want to reset. But you're right. You is spitting. I ain't going to bullshit.
Can y'all hear me now?
Yeah.
Yes. Right. I want to start this off by saying that NFC is weak. Brady's coming back to take it. It's his for the taking. It's his. Go get it, Brady.
Three quarterbacks out there. You're right.
Aaron's not going to stop him. Not going to happen.
Or four. There's four quarterbacks.
But my new question, Omar, I want to appreciate you for this question. To B-Souls, Damo, and Sage. If one of your quote unquote close friends was in a relationship with your mom, are you okay with it?
No.
What the fuck?
Even if she's happy?
No.
Fuck your happiness.
That's crazy.
I'm going to my mom. Like this is how much this is me and my mom relationship. I'm going to my mom. Yeah, you can't date him. She's like, why? It's weird for my life. She would just cut him off then and there. like that's just how
even if she was happy, you think she would do that?
Yeah, if it's just like if she was like, why? And we had that talk. I know my mom ain't folding. That's just how we get down.
So what if he already fucked your mom's? You still cool?
Then
with
he's then he. You know what? I'm live on YouTube, so I can't say what happens. But yeah, if that nigga is parading around after I told my mom to dump him, well, I still fucked. Yeah, okay. I can't say what I did.
Hey, I just had to make sure the other three hosts of this podcast wasn't as crazy as Omar.
Life is too short, bro.
You gonna stop
your mom's happiness because of your childishness? Shit's crazy, bro.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what?
Sorry.
I am her child.
My life is short too.
I'm trying to be happy. I can be childish to my mother. Okay. I can be childish to my mother.
Oh, right. Before I go, please do not give Uncle Ahmad. He's going to do so many sexual things to people that doesn't need to be done. Don't give him Ahmad. Like he's going to randomly move people into intimacy and do strange things to them. Do you not know JTR is in intimacy by himself? Uncle went in there and played a 68 song sex playlist.
All right, Uncle. Ain't gonna lie, if we get reports like that, it's repeated behavior, 60. I'm taking that shit away.
68, Omar?
68 is 68.
Hey, Bezos, he's gonna have to renew his trial every 2 weeks. Every 2 weeks, you're gonna have to renew your trial.
You right now?
Bring Snipes up here. He's over here struggling like fuck with his technology. Snipes, you okay?
Oh my God.
That man internet is crazy, bro.
Yo, look at how curly his hair is. I didn't even know. Yo, look at Snipes.
Dang. Great hair.
Are you going to say something?
I'm muted.
Yeah, we can't hear you, Snipes.
He's always trying to play Yu-Gi-Oh.
Oh, you know, I got school in the morning, so, and then I got to go to Target.
I use the Target app. So all you do is like scan stuff and like.
You just download it, bro.
Yeah. And then, you know, I'm thinking about college and we're going to Ethiopia or Egypt after I graduate and other Snipes related things.
Snipes related things.
My hair is. Yo, Rocket League cruise.
Nigga is stupid.
That's the one.
Are you guys actually working in here?
It was some of these hoes.
niggas is dumb.
Oh, you guys actually working here? Right.
Can you hear me now?
Yo, Cruz, 142 North.
We hear you. We actually hear you.
You call out the 24/7, bro. I swear, every time I am in that motherfucker, you're hearing some coordinates, bro. Holy hell.
All right. What is...
Y'all are on my dick. Y'all are on my meat.
I brought you on my meat.
Go ahead. Thanks.
Yo, what is the best team in...
I ain't a part of this.
At this point, you just gotta clock out. You gotta accept that it ain't the day. You just gonna try again next part, man. Oh no.
Yo, Larry, you are a penis.
Oh no.
All right, Larry. Okay, Larry, you're my dick. Want to play Apex?
Yo, get on Siege. Get on Siege.
You. Yeah. Oh my god.
Yo. Hey, look at Cruz. He was crying.
It's just one of those days.
Yo.
Log out. Yo.
I love you. Why you on my dick?
You're just done.
Yo, I am sweating, dog. That shit is so funny.
All right, let's get crazy up here, man. It's fuck. Woo. The king.
Uh-oh. The new king?
I got to shout out you guys for keeping my throne warm for me. It's really nice. So I guess I was going to ask you guys something really I did something really stupid the other day. What's the stupidest thing you guys ever done to buy shit? Because, yeah, I did something really stupid to buy something.
Buy something? Do it impulsively? Mm-hmm. Lame answer, but that's my answer. Do it impulsively.
You saying to stop us from doing it or like a story when we did something stupid?
Yeah, like stupidest impulse buy.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Oh, pocket pussy.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well.
I agree. I was like...
I bought a TV that doesn't fit on my entertainment center. I was like, oh, yeah, I need...
Yeah. Did you know before? Did you know before?
Nope.
Well,
yeah, I'd say the Switch Lite I bought. I bought that thing with nobody to play with, no games. I was just like, Smash seems like fun right now. How much that bit go? $200. All right, fuck it. Like that was stupid as hell, bro.
I bought a car sight unseen. It truly just went and picked it up and drove off. I got like two stop signs down the road and every light on the dashboard came on. Literally all of them. Like it didn't make no sense.
I bought a car too. That was an impulse buy too. Took that cross country.
Did you need a car or you just bought one to buy one?
Every time it went over 2000 RPM, it would downshift back. So like eventually it would have just died right in the middle of a highway and it probably would not end well for me. Like I'm talking like
you're talking about so the car when you it, bought or before you bought the car?
Before. So like when it would you know when you would press on the acceleration, it would go from one RPM to two, it would downshift back. Like you would feel it. It would just like great. Mm. Oh, yeah, it was bad.
You needed a car, boy.
Okay. So it would just downshift back. So it's just like you would feel it. Like the whole backseat, like the whole car would shake too, and everyone's like, "Oh my god, I don't want to fucking die going to the gas." But I'm like, "Hey man, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Just don't think about it."
Hey, y'all stupid, man.
I ain't gonna lie. We talk about bad car stories. I had a car one time. Every time you cranked it up, it went through two quarts of oil. If you went 5 miles down the road. Deadass, it went through two quarts of oil. So I used to go to like Sam's Club and buy like a case of oil. And every time I would like get to I would go 5 miles or whatever, and I would have to stop and then pour more oil in the car and then keep driving and then go like 5 more miles, pour some more oil in the car. It was awful. I don't have some.
I would say my worst car story would hands down have to be this one time, right? I was trying to make it home for the pod and I deadass really cut it close to the timing. So I was driving on the highway and then I missed my exit. And the next exit was like 30 minutes away. But my car wasn't even fully charged. So then at the end of the day, I ended up on the side of the road and my Tesla died.
Yo, this nigga stupid. I hate this nigga. I hate this nigga. I hate you. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Wow.
And my Tesla died, and I had to do the podcast from my my almost dying Tesla. It was only like 2%.
Oh my God. That's crazy. All right, Craze. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your donations as usual.
Welcome back, Craze. Welcome back.
Good to be back.
Good to be back. Good to be back. All right. Let's finish off with these last three. Let's bring on Cruz first.
Goddamn. Finish the last three. Fuck.
Yo.
That shit was nice. Was so funny.
Larry, on my dick.
Angela's packing it. I'm sorry, my boy.
For no reason. He literally joined up here.
Bro, you gotta
started lagging.
I be telling y'all, you gotta join and ask your question. You gotta assert your like not dominance because you ain't got it, but you gotta assert yourself quick because you're at risk.
Oh my god, shit. Go ahead, Cruz. Go ahead.
What's your favorite like? What public would consider like one hit wonder of all time, like artist?
Soulja Boy.
He's not a one hit wonder.
He's not a one hit wonder though.
You said, "Well, you said the public though." I'm thinking about white people.
No.
I think about white people.
Kiss me through the phone, like.
But even with white people,
even if white people like, kiss me through the phone, crank that. University of South Carolina baseball. I remember growing up, they had Turn My Swag on at the games.
Them niggas are doing Rick and Morty and fucking She Make It Clap still, bro. Like that. That's white people. That's real.
That's fair.
Is Sean Kingston a one hit wonder? I think that's
good question.
I would say so.
Beautiful girls got everyone rocking.
Yeah, yo, you're weird, bro. You're so weird. Yo, you're wild.
I think to the public and to like a lot of motherfuckers our age, CeeLo Green would be considered a one hit wonder. So, Fuck You by CeeLo Green was probably my favorite one hit wonder song. No cap, that shit was a bop.
Why is this mic stand so big, bro? Get out of my face,
man. Y'all niggas on that bullshit. Slim Jesus, Drill Time, no question.
I fuck with
savages. You a fuck boy, you can't hang.
You can catch me,
my fucking gang. Yeah,
you ain't really bout shit. Say yeah. I'm a block when you speak my name, nigga. What, nigga? Stop. Slim Jesus, that nigga. Wait,
look, there's some rap niggas that think they on shit. they think they on shit. Slim Jesus, it boy, yeah, he was nigga. Him.
Oh, I'm going through some of them. That song,
the answer.
You're Beautiful by James Blunt, and Bad Day by that one dude. Oh, what's that? What's that one song by the dude, Jason Morales? So I won't hesitate so much. Fuck, yeah, that song. Jason Mraz. His name was Jason Mraz. Yeah.
An honorable mention.
Somebody I used to know. That's my bop.
Who let the dogs out?
An honorable mention. Drinking my cup is fire. I ain't gonna lie. Drinking my cup is fire.
Trinidad James is my answer, by the way.
Everything is a bop.
Trinidad
James.
I forgot about that motherfucker. Damn.
Designer's up there too. I really like designer.
Broccoli was cool.
I like designers too. I don't think designer was a one. I think I would say he's a one hit wonder.
If you count Timmy Turner as a hit, I guess.
Yeah, because Timmy Turner is a
not
little
even
big.
What you call Timmy, it? Timmy Turner. He had a hit on two albums. Both his albums he dropped, he had a hit. At least his first two albums.
Panda, what? Timmy Turner, and that one song everybody.
What you
likes
call it? Then after that, the next album, it was that one song. It was bumping through like the NBA finals and shit. It was considered a hit.
I don't like how you don't know the name of it. That doesn't.
Hey.
I remember the instrument.
I know how it goes.
Let's be serious here. All right, designer's a one-hit wonder.
He's not a one-hit wonder. I'm not gonna let you just.
We can comfortably say that if Trinidad James is, we can say designer is.
But designer has more hits than Trinidad James.
That
technically,
definitely
one hit.
It's one to one.
Yeah,
it's not one to one.
Panda. Look, I'll go to everything. Panda, and then all those other designer songs.
Timmy Turner, yo.
Timmy Turner is the name of the character off of Fairly Odd.
There's no way you count Rick and Morty. There's no way you can say, oh yeah, Soulja Boy had Rick and Morty, but you won't.
I personally didn't.
You said Soulja Boy.
Yeah, you said Rick and Morty. You said Rick and Morty.
Cruz agreed.
Fuck, I said turn my. We said turn my swag on. He said turn my swag. He said turn my swag.
Oh, gassed up. I don't even know who sang the song.
Gassed up, shorty. Rich kid. That's Rich the Kid, ain't it?
Pull
up to the party, yeah.
I know y'all gonna get offended for me saying.
I got a lot of Pretty Boy Fredo put me onto that song.
Oh no, it's not. It's Nibu Kinsey.
Y'all gonna get offended for this being a 100 one hit wonder, but the motherfucker that was like, she's a bad thing, fine as hell.
Aminé,
that's a one hit wonder.
I think he's a one hit wonder, but other niggas like him. I don't get it.
Let's get Cruz out of here so we can keep going.
Frozen.
He looks so funny when he's frozen.
All right, let's get Professor Goo up here.
Yo. To answer the previous question, Rob Stone, Chill Bill, also one
that
hit wonder.
A lot of motherfuckers
in my friend group hate him for some reason. I forget why.
Yeah, just fuck him. Fuck that bitch ass nigga. He got X jump. He got X hit.
I didn't know that.
Fuck that nigga, bro. When X got knocked out on stage, that was because Rob Stone, bitch ass. Fuck
I ain't know
nigga.
None about that.
I'm take that back.
I don't listen to him, chat.
I just gotta say, the rant that I asked B-Souls to do about the Celtics since then, the Celtics are 23-6, so
fantastic.
Is a W.
I want them to be good. So.
Yeah, but I got one question: what demographic, now that includes age, race, and gender, in your opinion, do you think is the angriest road ragers? And before you answer,
I can. White males, 18 to like 34. I know that's a huge demographic. White people be angry as hell. I was gonna say white women.
I was about to say my vote was
white. The way, dude.
Yo, crazy.
Nah, I gotta go male. I ain't gonna lie. I gotta go male.
White women.
All those idiot in cars road rage compilation videos or whatever. All those be white males.
Personal experience.
But I would argue older ones though, because they go slow, but yet they get mad when you like. They
Why
get
the fuck
mad
you so
when
slow?
Goddamn. They get
going 45.
No, he's just dead ass venting about his girlfriend right now. So he's just to get it off.
No. But oh no, seriously, like I had a old ass white dude cut me off because I was gonna pass him. Then when the other lane opened up, I finally passed him. He's staring me down the whole time. Like I committed a cardinal sin. Bro, you driving slow as shit. Get the fuck out the way.
White people be mad, bro. I don't know. It's white people for me, for real. It could be white men, women, but to me, it's white men. They go crazy. I ain't gonna lie.
White men my age, they don't have an issue, but like that's my maybe like mid 30s, right. that's when I get stuff thrown at me. That's why I'm getting like cigarettes thrown back at me. Edge. Yeah, I get cigarettes thrown back at me. They go past
what?
I drive.
Where
I drive.
You live?
That's better.
Stay.
DMV. This motherfucker say cigarettes. It's happened more than once.
Yeah, I've had a couple of blunts.
What the fuck?
I drive the speed limit, and that's it. I'm not going any faster than that. I'm not trying to get stopped by cops.
You know what's crazy? From white people, it's from white men, and I've seen it on TikTok. I've heard the most psychotic stuff. He was like, I have a bag of ball bearings and pennies, and whenever I get mad at somebody, I just open up my sunroof and just let it shoot out. So the penny or the ball bearing is going like backwards at the speed that they're. Sickest shit I ever heard in my life, bro.
It's like you're trying to literally make a bullet. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Sounds super necessary, not gonna lie.
That's crazy. You might as well have a gun.
I ain't gonna lie. You never had like loose change in your car that you just, you know, somebody picked you up, you just chuck it at a car? No?
The ball bearing, because ball bearings are specifically. Ball bearings like break windows for real. Like, and that's weird as fuck.
I'm not gonna lie. If I'm mad at you, I'm gonna break your window. No cap. Fuck your window.
What is wrong with you, man? Oh my God.
Ah, dang. He left.
Oh my God. See? And this is why we gotta.
Dang.
Hold up, boy.
We got it. I ain't gonna lie. We're gonna have to
come back up.
For a minute.
Come back up.
We're gonna have to stop for a minute.
We need
TBM. Let's read some super chats. We're gonna bring some other people in here, but yeah, we need TBM up here now. Craze deadass woke up and flexed on all of us, sis CMB.
Nah, that's tough. Mm. He definitely did.
Anthony says, speaking of Eagles, we're the Cowboys fans.
Nowhere.
That's your granddad.
Y'all gotta be more depressed than Packers. Dennis.
Nico says, Dom looking at OF. Look how concentrated he is.
I was looking at something on my phone. Eat a dick.
OF.
Not OF. Not OF. Suck my dick.
Tony keeps sending $2. Moolah by Young Greatness. RIP. No,
$4 is a minimum.
That motherfucker's like, take it.
Oh, he's back. He's back.
Woo. Trill Sammy, one of the biggest.
Ooh, Trill Sammy got that motherfucker. Watch out, little hoe.
Hey. B-Souls, how much for you to rap a verse from Dreaming Nightmares? Nobody cares. Listen,
100.
Personally, this is my favorite part of the podcast.
I ain't gonna be here for nothing.
We will close it out with the one and only, no longer TBM.
What is it?
He's calling himself Dre.
Yeah.
Y'all can hear me?
Yes, sir.
Is that your actual name? Is that what?
Yeah.
How are you doing, Dre?
I'm chilling. Honestly, I came up here. I don't know. You know, I was just feeling myself today. You feel me? I got the white tee on, the chain, the haircut. You know, let's
you done showed us your earring 17 times already.
Hold on,
let me take the AirPod. Yeah, he ain't happy as
shit about him. This nigga said, let me take the AirPod out. He ain't happy as shit
about him. He got head today, yesterday.
Nah.
Yesterday?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, shit. What's going on?
His phone flipped.
It's wrong here.
Oh, Lord.
No!
Oh, my God.
El Pod.
Somebody said he copped the curl sponge. Dead from the bay. He copped the curl sponge. Let me. I never aspect. Oh, he's back.
I'm never using my phone again on this shit, guys. That shit was fucking ridiculous. But I was trying to get her on the pod today. Like, I was gonna have her like in the vibe.
Hey, yo,
that shit was gonna be fire, right? That shit,
first her y'all. On the Q&A. This nigga.
Her? You said her on the
pod. Creators create. Yeah. This guy. I love this guy. Great.
Go ahead, get her on.
So let me ask you this, because you asked, I responded a little late. Not the podcast, but the cologne that you got, did it smell good to you?
Yeah, I was with my mother and she said it was fine. Like she said like she would mess with me. Pause. So I was like, yeah.
I know what you mean, but yeah, we're gonna have to. You live in Alabama.
I'd mess with you.
Nah,
sweet home.
But she said it smelled good.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you get a chance to spray it around your lady friend?
Mm-hmm. Nah.
What did she say?
Nah. Not yet.
Oh, not yet.
I didn't yet. I see her Friday. I was trying to get her today, but.
What are y'all doing Friday?
A little dinner date.
Mm.
Are y'all actually gonna eat food this time?
I hope so. I mean, if we don't, I'm fine with that too. You feel me?
But, nigga, make reservations. Why don't you make reservations,
bro? The place I'm going to, I don't even know if we got reservations, bro. Like, I've never been to a place in Jersey where they had reservations. Like, I don't even know if they do that for real.
Nigga, take her to Applebee's and get a 2 for $20. What are we doing?
Oh my God, Domo, why are you telling the date location? Why are you telling the date location?
Oh, that was his way of getting out of the reservations. I don't even know if they have reservations. I don't know.
Not if you're going to a sit down restaurant, there's a 90% chance you can make reservations, bro.
Okay. When was the last time you made a reservation at Applebee's or Chili's?
Not at those restaurants.
That's a sit down restaurant. That's sit down. You sit down.
No, I'm talking about like the local shit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Jake's
worried about they don't have reservations.
Like, yeah, it is New Jersey. They might got some shit.
Well, let me ask you what are you wearing? Because I already know you got a fit planned out. What are you wearing?
Oh, yeah.
That'll tell me.
What's the drip check? Drip check, nigga.
I'm just wearing some black jeans, a graphic tee, and a chain.
It's Applebee's.
As long as you don't go nowhere crazy with that, you cool.
It's fine. Yeah. Do you know what she's wearing? Do you have an idea?
Nah. She usually call me and be like, should I wear this, or this? And I'd be like, I don't really care.
Don't wear anything.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry, we're not all bitches souls. We don't just gotta like that.
Nah, I Unspoken Riz.
We have to court our women.
Unspoken Riz. Listen, after on Sunday, we need to know how the date went.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Spray that. Listen, don't bathe in the cologne. Just
I know all the tips, man.
Okay.
Dr.
Okay.
Weezy got me right. You feel me?
There we go. Love Mar's in the building. But Dre, we appreciate you for coming up here. The real Dre.
Yes, sir. Oh, I'm in the Discord. So if y'all want to see some videos of me and my girl, you feel me? You can see those if you really want to. You feel me?
Yeah. Mm,
the real Dre in the building.
In that motherfucking
Dre visuals.
I don't know what to tell you.
Appreciate you for coming up here.
Appreciate you too, man. Appreciate all y'all.
No problem, G.
He's so happy. Love that.
I've never been so happy to bully somebody.
That's so crazy.
Bullying works.
It works.
The real Dre. I'm gonna say it again. Listen, guys. I think I want some food. I don't know. It's time to go.
My food's getting cold. Hurry up.
What are you eating? Is it pasta?
Man, unfortunately, yeah.
That shit look good as fuck.
I just want unfortunate? Pasta.
Bro, because it's not like homemade, bro. But it's cool. It's cool.
I understand what you're saying. I actually understand what you're saying. But it does what it does. Listen, let's get out of here. Damo, say goodbye to the people. Stop staring at OF.
Bro, I am dead ass. I am looking at YouTube, bro.
He swiped up.
He's one out of time.
I'm dead ass.
Hey, that was sensitive analytics now, bro. That was sensitive analytics dead now. Ass.
I am, bro.
Dead
fuck y'all, bro. All right, chat. It's been your Mafia Midnight Snack, and we will be back Sunday. But I'm gonna be back later tonight because I'm getting back on Omegle. I'm addicted.
mad at it. Sage, say goodbye to the people.
All right, people. Hopefully, I stream on Twitch. If I don't, tough. I ain't gonna lie. I need to grow that platform. I need to get 6K. But appreciate y'all either way. Appreciate the support I'm getting. Real shit. I fuck with y'all. Follow me on Instagram as well. I finally posted a picture for a change. You know what I'm saying? But
Do rag or no do rag
this time, man. You know? Yeah.
Stretched out or not stretched out?
No, that's what
he's an officer. He's an officer. He's a bitch. He's a certified bitch. Don't even give him an outro. Push the damn button.
I'm a bitch for saving your picks.
He's crazy.
I took initiative. I saw that shit. I was like, yo, I gotta text him, bro. This man looks like fucking SpongeBob out here, bro.
Yo, he didn't text me. He called me. This nigga said,
yo. That yo, shit ass, bro.
What's going on, bro? This is bad for the brand. What are we doing?
Hey, B-Souls, say goodbye to the people, man.
Bye, guys. Thank y'all for coming through. If you became a superstar member, go ahead, go to the community tab. Discord link will be there. I'll make another post, so it's at the top again, so it's not hard for y'all to find. But thank y'all. Thank y'all for coming through. Shout out to everyone that super chatted today. Another great super chat night, so.
The bar is raised.
Hey, if you're a member, Bezos dropped his apartment tour. That's exclusive for the members. Yes. And if you want to talk to us, we'll be in Discord. But until next time, bye, guys.